Alistair Drayton from Victorian State Emergency Service Deputy Chief Officer. With that forecast you've all just heard, that is just a real call out for Victorians to take heed of those warnings. Tragically, last year we unfortunately saw three people killed due to falling trees and branches, and that's something that we definitely wish to avoid again. Mindful of, particularly around the homes, the houses, the outdoor furniture, tying those sorts of things down. It's about the general conditions that are coming. Also, if you're travelling on the road, rideful conditions. And again, travelling with the great outdoors, we're able to go back out and share. Camping, particularly, don't pitch tents. Think about your environment and, again, what you're going to be doing in those environments at those particular times over the weekend. Importantly, going forward over the duration of these 3 days, it's not the weather that we've been accustomed to for the first week of December, but in the recently declared La Nina event, we are expecting higher rainfalls and thunderstorm activities. So for the coming months, this is something that we will see regularly and we need to prepare for. If in doubt and in need, please be aware of the Bureau of Meteorology websites, the Vic of Urgency app, and also call, if you require assistance, call 132 500, and the SES volunteers are always willing and able to assist. Thank you. Sure. And look, the timing, as you've just heard a moment ago, the timing coming through Melbourne tomorrow, particularly in the afternoon, but also then the second wave coming through. Particularly in the good news that we can get out and dine again, and particularly for the Melbourne metropolitan area and outdoor areas, be really mindful of umbrellas and outdoor furniture. Again, securing those down, being aware of the risks, and ensure that they are, if you do have them out, ensure that you have got them well secured down, anchored down, or if not, indeed, bring them inside to ensure they don't get caught up in those winds and those conditions.
So, are there any areas where you're expecting such severe winds that
Yeah, look, it's probably the greater Melbourne we need to be aware of right tomorrow, given right through. It's a broad forecast, there's no exact areas, but the elevated areas in particular, but for the greater area of Melbourne, the winds are going to be incredibly gusty, and with that storm front coming through. So it's just it's a general warning of right the way across with those gusts. 60 to 70 kilometres and above will certainly lift and move furniture around. So, and again, they can become airborne and dangerous projectiles.